Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap Pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? Alright, now let's start one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Welcome, Creepy Crapsters, to another episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. This is episode 2 of season 4, and I am doing Slaughterhouse today. That's right, this is a movie from 2023. It goes for 93 minutes, has an Internet Movie Database rating of 4.7 out of 10. I got to watch this today because it was sent to me by Thomas Pitts and the team at Holdfast Public Relations in association with Eagle Entertainment Australia. They sent it to me. I was very flattered. I thought, thank you so much for the gift. So in return, I've decided to do a full episode based off this movie. That's right, they've sent me 2 movies. The other one was the mean one, but I thought it's not Christmas anymore, so I'm gonna do Slaughterhouse. That's right, and you want to know what Slaughterhouse is? Well, here you go, here's a synopsis. Emily Young, a senior, wants to be elected as her sorority's president. She adopts a cute sloth, thinking it can become the new mascot and help her win, until a string of fatalities implicate the sloth as the main suspect in the murders. Ooh, that's interesting, isn't it? That's Slaughterhouse. So before we get into it, I've got a little promotional video clip, a little like I send one, they send one to me. I'll be starting this off this week, and it's probably going to be a weekly thing, or every second week, whatever, I'm not sure, depends how many clips I get. But this week, I'm doing with a friend of the podcast. That's right, it's Steve Coates, my buddy from the Bucketed Chum podcast. He came on last year and we talked about bait. So if you want to hear a little bit more about him or a refresher, here we go. Here's the clip. Roll it, boys.
Sharks of the corn? Virus shark? Cocaine shark? Sharktopus? Yeah. Those are all real movies. Join me, Steve Coates, as each week I take a comedic look at the bizarre world of sharksploitation cinema on Bucket of Chum, the Shark Movie Podcast.
So that was his clip. That was short and sweet. And if you want to get him, that's Steve Coates at the Bucket of Chum podcast. Available on all the social media apps and all podcast apps. Bucket of Chum podcast. Check it out, y'all. So let's not waste another moment of time. Let's get stuck into the movie. Here's a review of Slaughterhouse. Okay, so the movie starts off in Panama. We see a sloth that's getting grabbed out of the water. We see all this blood in the water. And then we see the sloth climb out of the water. You're like, what? It survived. And then we see an alligator. It flips upside down and it's been killed by a sloth. You're like, whoa, this is no regular sloth, man. But then it's standing there, it gets darted by some poachers, and then it gets taken to America. So the movie starts now, and we see Emily and Maddie. They're about to start their final year of college. For some reason, though, the movie keeps doing this little, like, showing how many followers they have. It's a way to introduce them, I guess. It shows their name, a dislike, and their likes or some shit. And it's really pointless. Like, I get, like, it's a way for you to remember the names, but they say everyone's name pretty much out loud, so I don't know why it's really doing it. Like, it's a way later on to show how many people are following them. It's really obvious in the movie anyway that you know who's following them. I don't really understand this thing. Yeah, every time you meet a new person, it shows up with a little ding, and it shows all their details and all this sort of stuff. It's their last year of college, and they're all excited because it's the last year. They've got the new pledges starting soon and all this sort of stuff, or rushes or whatever they want to call them. And yeah, they're fighting for the president, and the president is Brianna. She's this bitch, and she's so rude to everyone, and it's like she's really not the hottest girl there either. A lot of the friends who are sort of like scared of her and all this sort of stuff are way hotter. Like, it's a weird casting choice. Like, there's nothing wrong with her, but it just seems like she's so bitchy, and it's like, where has this come from? It shows her later on, like, she was all nice and stuff, but it doesn't explain why she suddenly got heaps rude. If she was nice, why did she become so rude to all her friends? It doesn't make any sense. She's the president, she's going for a second year, there's no one else fighting her because everyone else is too scared to do it, but Emily has had enough. She doesn't have that many followers. I don't know why that's even an issue. Everyone seems to like her. She wants to be president. She wants to do something because I think her mum was a president in the fraternity or whatever else, she wants to make a change. And as much as Maddie's her friend, she's so unsupportive. Every turn she's, oh, you're going to do that. Oh, okay. It's like she just wants it for herself. It's like the second she does anything that's slightly not what Maddie wants, she's disapproving it. Oh, what do you want to do that for? You want to be part of the crowd? What do you want to blah, blah, blah. Be supportive of your friend. She wants to have a crack at being president. Just support her. Like, she's so weird about, yeah, I thought she was going to be in love with her or something, maybe because she's so strange with her trying to do anything else. It's like, just be supportive. It's very strange. She's very disapproving of everything that isn't in line with whatever she wants to do. It's very controlling. I don't know. I feel like that's not the intention. She's meant to be the good, soulful, innocent, pure one, but it just seems a little controlling in my eyes. That's what I thought. That's what I took from it, at least. So Emily's at the mall still. She sees a little dog run. She picks it up, meets this other guy, and randomly is like, oh, let's take a selfie. I'm like, who would do that? But he's like, oh, well, if you're doing an animal, like, there's animals that are trending, because she wants his Instagram tag, because he's like, if that goes viral, I want you to add me. And then they realize that he's selling animals, exotic animals, and all this sort of stuff. And he's like, you know what? Like, if you had a mascot, people have the dog accounts and all that sort of stuff, get a lot of following. But yeah, if you had something that's a little bit different, like, here's a sloth. Why don't you have a think about it? Here's my card. He walks off. She gives the dog away and all that sort of stuff. And she's kind of like, yeah, maybe something like that would help me get an advantage over everyone. She hasn't even announced that she's going for the president at this point. But it's just like, yeah, I'll have a mascot. I need an animal. I need something to give me an edge. And everyone will love me suddenly. It's a weird concept, but that is the whole purpose of the movie. So pretty much she has a little think about it. And she's like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to do it. She calls the guy. He's like, yeah, no worries. I'll send you a little fuzzy friend. Come over to my place tomorrow. We see the guy. And as nice as he was, we realize he's actually evil, because he's like basically buying animals on the black market on like animal eBay or whatever the fuck it was. And it's like, he's got the sloth there and it's in the cage. It's this cute little sloth and he's just having a drink and he just throws like the spoon at the wall. And it's like, what an unnecessary thing. And they've got these tablets that I guess subdue the sloth for some reason, because it's too fast and energetic and a killer and all this sort of stuff, I guess. But these tablets are meant to stop it. But he holds the tablets and doesn't give it to the sloth and everything like that. He takes it out of the cage because he's like, oh, you're going to get a home tomorrow, little girl, and all this sort of stuff. It's like, if you're being nice to it now, like, pick a lane. Are you evil or you're nice? Like, it doesn't make any sense. But he's basically giving it a hug. He's walking. He's like, oh, my back. And it digs its claws into it. And the guy's like, easy up on the claws. And then it like starts grabbing him. He's like, no, no. And then it slashes in. There's blood everywhere. And then it's like implied that the sloth has let go of all the animals. And then it's the next day. Emily shows up and she's like, what is going on? She goes into the house, just sort of like sees the sloth sitting there. All right, well, I'm going to take you now. She doesn't even pay for it or anything else. And her car is crazy. Like, I'm guessing her mum's died. Maybe she's got some money from that, because she has a really fancy room at the house. Like, a really good car and expensive. I'm like, how does a teenager have a car like this? But she takes the sloth, takes it back. She sees the tablets, but leave it. But then somehow the tablets are back at the house. I never understood how they got back there. But she takes the sloth back and she's like, oh my God, it's so amazing. She gets back to the house. Brianna's really annoyed because she's not getting the attention she wants. She comes in with the box and she's like, hey, excuse me, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm just going to my room. She goes, what's in the box? And she doesn't tell her. So she grabs the box and throws it down the stairs. She's like, whoops. And then they see the sloth come out. So you can't have an animal in here. She goes, no, according to chapter 5 or paragraph 6 or whatever like that, I guess she's a lawyer or something, we're allowed to have a mascot if everyone votes for it. And everyone hates Brianna anyway. So they're like, yep, you got my vote straight away. She's like, okay, let's put it to a vote. Everyone in the house, what are we voting for? Do we want this thing or not? And then everyone apart from two people's like, yes, we want that. It's amazing. Yes. And then Emily's like, you know what? I'm running for president too. And Brianna's like, no, this is not going to happen. No way. And she's all angry at her friends. And she's talking to one of them. She's like, you didn't vote for me. So what I want you to do is get that sloth and get it out of here. Get that thing away from me. Because she seems like if she has a sloth, she's going to win or something, or she'll be competition. I don't know what she's so worried about at this point. But yeah, everyone's pretty much like sick of Brianna's shit. And they're like, yep, she's evil. She's the worst person in the world. We're going to vote for you. And I think Brianna knows it, because she offers nothing to the table. Emily's all friendly and nice. She's got a cool little animal. Everyone's like, yes, this is the change we want. She's so nice. But Brianna, for some reason, is so rude to everyone. And then she's wondering why no one wants to support her. I'm like, you literally do nothing for anyone and you're rude as shit. Why would someone vote for you? Everyone is loving Emily. And then they come up with the name Alpha for the sloth. So Emily and Alpha are just like winning the hearts of everyone. And you can see see the whole digital hearts over everyone's head. And it's so obvious already that everyone's enjoying her and liking her and they're following her now. You don't need to do all this digital stuff. It's so weird that they keep doing it. It's such a weird, unnecessary thing. Like, it's a lot of extra effort to add all this to the movie, but they don't need to do it. It's very clear that everyone is going for Emily at this point. Everyone's supporting her. And Brianna is losing everyone's favor because she's the worst. Counting down the days towards the big vote, the big nomination day or whatever else like that, she's winning all these people over. People are starting to wear shirts with the sloth, alpha, house, whatever. I don't know how to read Greek letters and all that sort of stuff. But yeah, they're all excited. The sloth is winning hearts and Emily is looking like a sure thing for president at this point. So during this whole happy montage, the sloth is sitting there. I feel like it's really happy with Emily. It's just love and life and all that sort of stuff. And then he decides to go on the computer because I don't know why. The sloth can use a computer somehow. Looking through all the photos and like their version of Instagram or whatever it was. And he can see a photo. It's like, yeah, cool, cool, cool. And then looks down and then sees the poacher and that when they saw each other at the mall. And the sloth is like, goes from a smile to like, they're friends. He's my mortal enemy. And he doesn't say that, but obviously his eyes and his face shows that he's not happy that Emily knows him. So he's like, okay, I'm gonna kill all of you now. I was happy to be a little mascot and be your friend and all this sort of stuff, but the fact that you know the guy who's my enemy and caught me and kept me in a cage and treated me like shit, I'm gonna kill all of you now. And then it just goes to shit from there. So Alpha, which is a sloth, decides to drug one of the girls, the one that's gonna like try to like kidnap him and get him out of the picture. Drugs her. I don't know if it's with his drugs or he had roofies. Not explained at all. He just basically drugs her. She's laying there like paralyzed because her eyes are open at least. And then he sees his little paw or whatever like go in the air. He sees his little claws and he's like, slowly goes down. Blood splatters all over the wall. And then she's never seen again. And they're just like, where did Sarah go? And he kind of like, no one went into her room and just no one notices the blood. It's just like, oh, Sarah's gone. Oh, well, whatever. Where is Sarah? And it's just so weird that all these bodies start disappearing and no one questions it at all or no one finds them or anything right to the end. Where are all these bodies going? Is the sloth hiding it? Or literally just no one thinks to go, wait, she's missing. Why don't we actually open the door and look for it? It's so strange. The sloth has a taste for killing now and it's just knocking off all of Brianna's friends. I don't know if it's still like, it would make sense if it's, yeah, I love Emily. I'm going to kill everyone who's being mean to her. But it's just picking them off first for some reason. Brianna's losing all her friends. She's losing all the votes and all that sort of stuff. Like, you can constantly see this is going, like, Emily's getting all these extra follows and all this sort of stuff. Alpha is just killing them all and all this sort of stuff. And Maddie comes in at one point. She's like, oh, okay, yeah, you're happy. Everyone loves you now and all this sort of stuff. Take that thing back to a sanctuary. It shouldn't be here. You don't even know what to feed it. You don't know anything about it. You shouldn't just do it. You shouldn't even pet animals in the wild, let alone take them as a pet. And she's just like, oh, go away. It's like, yeah, Maddie's just like, if you don't do what she wants, she disapproves of everything. It's like, yeah, go away, Maddie. You're boring us and all this sort of stuff. They're building up to the big voting ritual they have to do. But they're having a little chat. And then they're outside. And at one point, it's literally drinking beer with one of the other girls. Like, Venny's a sort of tomboy. And they're like, yep, cool. We're having a beer. She's like, nah, this is crazy. This is enough. And Maddie picks it up and goes to take it away. And Emily comes up and she's like, are you stealing my sloth? What are you doing? And she's like, has a big go at her. Like, oh, you're pathetic. All he wants attention now. You're taking an innocent animal. It needs to go back home. Don't touch anything. And then it drops the pills where I'm like, how are the pills even here? I don't understand how more pills showed up again. And Maddie goes to pick him up off the road. And then out of nowhere, which is a bit like a, whoa, shit. She just gets smashed by a car. She's hit by a car and you're like, oh my God. And all the girls are worried. And the paramedic's like, don't worry. She's all good. We're just going to take her, do an MRI, see it's all good. I'm like, she was just smashed by a car. How was she casually that okay? But Emily goes with her. And then the rest of them are like, oh my God, what the hell? And Brianna's just like, oh my God. So where's the sloth? How's the voting going? And they're like, are you serious? What's my following at? And they're just like, ignore it. They're like, you were the worst person ever. And then they go to the hospital and you can see that Emily's just holding Maddie's hand. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I'll take you back to the sanctuary tomorrow. And then you can see that Maddie can't talk at this point. But you can see that even then she's like all battered and bruised. But that's good. That's what I wanted. That's perfect. And you're like, oh my God, we're still being controlling. And then Emily looks at the time and she's kind of like, oh, because it's the day of the voting and they have this ritual. And if she's not there, she's not in the draw for voting or whatever, I guess. And she's basically like, okay, cool. I've done what you want. Can I go now? And she's kind of like, yes, like, you know, pointing away. She can't really talk. And she's like, sweet, see ya. And then she drives back. She makes it in just at the last time because they're all voting. They have to do a white flower for Brianna, red for Emily, and they're kind of like, that's it. They've all got red cloaks on. They're all sitting there. It looks cool. It's visually, it's quite nice. And they're all like, yes. And they're like counting down this timer, and it's like 5 minutes left. And she gets there with about a minute left, and they're like, ah, shit. Because Brianna was like, yes, if she doesn't show up, I've instantly got it. I'm the only one in the running. And she shows up at the last minute. She's like, damn it. And they do the voting, and they're like, okay, we're going to do the count now. And they're doing all this stuff, Raiders. They all do it. And basically, everyone who's throwing the red one in is looking at Brianna's like, fuck you. You're the worst. She's like, oh, I hate all of you. And then they do the count, and a drum roll, a shocker, Emily wins. You're like, oh my God, how did she win? It's like, because Brianna's a piece of shit and all her friends are dead and no one's questioned it. Didn't even bring up that there's so many still there. How many people are in the sorority and how do they not notice that? I don't know, 8 or 10 people have died prior to this and not even mentioned. Sarah's mentioned, no one else. It's so strange. A few people are missing. These are your fucking sisters. The whole thing about sisterhood, we love it and all this sort of stuff. You don't notice that 10 of your friends are missing? What the hell? Especially when they're Brianna's little inner circle and all this sort of stuff. I guess she doesn't care about anyone else, so that's why she doesn't even notice, but it's so strange. But yeah, she loses, she's pissed off, and then they're having a bit of a party. They're all dancing, having a bit of fun. Meanwhile, the sloth has got the phone because everyone else's phone's in a bowl for some reason. None of this stuff's ever explained. But the sloth has the phone. It can just use phones and whatever else. It takes photos and all this sort of shit. Sees the tracking for somehow of like where Maddie is. And it's like, oh, okay, I'm just going to randomly kill Maddie even though like everyone else is here. Because Maddie's the one who's trying to get rid of the sloth, I guess. I don't know why. But yeah, literally gets in the car and the sloth drives to the hospital. Speeds the police chase and all this sort of stuff. At one point, it looks like it's a convertible. And it's a hard top car. It's like, it's not a convertible. Like, there's a sunroof or something like that. But yeah, it's so strange. Are you showing two different cars? Like, how the fuck is it even driving anyway? But it shows up to the hospital and then basically goes to Maddie. And Maddie's like, what the? She's like struggling to breathe. No one's helping her. It pulls the cords out and then basically pulls the mask down, grabs a pillow and starts smothering it. But a nurse comes past and then it's like, it already looks like she's dead. You're like, oh crap, it literally just killed Maddie. And it's like, all right, cool. Time to head back to the party. So now the girls are having this trust shower thing, which sounds amazing, but it's not because all of them are clothed. Even the lesbian one, Zenny, is like, yes, I want to do this. This is going to be awesome. And then she gets there and it's kind of like, oh yeah, you're all wearing clothes. This sucks. It's like they go through hot and cold showers with a blindfold on or something. It sounds so lame because they got clothes on. You're like, I thought this was going to be some sexy scene. Zero nudity in this movie, by the way. But anyway, they're doing it for a while. And then the sloth has come back or whatever. It's just in the house. It's like a lot of like, it's conveniently here, there. It's fast, but it doesn't explain anything. It's like, oh, I guess it drove back even though it parked outside the hospital. It's like that car would have been towed by this point. But yeah, it's in the shower. They're doing it. The first girl goes through a few different temperature showers or whatever. It's like, yeah, you're my sister. So weird. It's such a lame thing to do. They're about to do it again. And the sloth is now at some like really high temperature thing where the gauge is. I'm like, how is that convenient at all? But yeah, it turns it up full ball. And then the next girl goes through, gets burned. It's like, oh my God. And then Alpha the sloth just like cracks a wire, throws it on the ground. It's implied that every girl in the shower, except for one or two, are dead. Just everyone got electrocuted, burned, whatever. They're all dead. And it's like, oh my God. And then there's like almost no one left now. It's pretty much just Emily, Brianna's there. Zenny comes back as well, and then her boyfriend shows up as well. Her boyfriend sends a message, oh, congratulations, you got this, and then goes through the Instagram or whatever, and then realizes that the sloth is taking photos as hashtag killer sloth, and taking photos with the victims after they've been killed or before they've been killed. So I've got to get over there and help. So it's like the four of them helping at some point, because Brianna just pops up and she's just randomly there. Then Zenny and Alpha have this like ninja fight. She's got this samurai sword, and they're having like a little battle, and then it's kind of like, oh! And then it looks like she's just stabbed it. It's gone straight through the sloth. And then Alpha's also dug its claws right in as any. So she's basically been like stabbed in the stomach and is just falling down. It's like, and I thought the boyfriend got stabbed, but he didn't. I don't know. It was very misleading. It's who's getting attacked here, who isn't? And then they're about to take her to the hospital. The boyfriend's like, we're going to go back. So there was a gun earlier that no one picked up because it dropped and they were worried about getting killed or whatever else. And then out of nowhere, bullets, sloth gets shot. It's Maddie. She shows up with the IV pole and she's like, doesn't even say anything, I don't think. Shoots the sloth a whole bunch of times. It is sitting there. And this is like the first time where you're just like, for the love of God, fucking do something. Emily stands over there with a knife at one point and won't do anything. It's like, oh my God, I get that you love the little sloth. It's killing everyone. You're going to get killed if you don't do anything. She doesn't do anything. And you think the sloth's about to die, and then it runs off. And I'm like, oh my God, you idiot. And then the rest of them are like, okay, we have to go to the hospital. We got to get him to safety. And then Emily's like, I'm staying. I've got to save Brianna. I love her. She's my sister. I'm like, she has been literally the worst to you. And then she stays, finds her. Brianna's walking down the stairs. Alpha's on her like shoulders, like basically holding her head. And Alpha's got a tiara on her head. Oh, you gotta help me. You gotta help me. And then basically knocks it off the heading. And she's like, well, you wanna have a fair fight? How is it a fair fight? You had a sword and now you've dropped it so you can fight something that will destroy you in seconds. And then she's kind of like fighting it for a second. And then Brianna's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And then just runs off. I'm like, oh my God, you've literally stayed back to help her. And within seconds of being free, she's run off, not helped you at all. I'm like, she's a piece of shit forever. Why did you bother saving her? What a stupid decision. So they've had a little fight. They run off. And then like the house mum or whatever, she's like an alcoholic, basically like attacks at some point, or this happened before, I can't remember, but yeah, it was this weird scene where like Emily's just hiding now. We're like, what the hell? Like, it's Emily's fault that the sloth is here in the first place, and now she's just hiding while all these other people are getting killed. Everyone else has been picked off, the entire sorority has been killed. But yeah, this drunk house mum or whatever shows up, finally gets there, gets disemboweled, and she's sitting down there with Emily, and she's basically like, I wish I'd just been president once. And she's like, wait, you just hoped they would randomly vote for you? Why didn't you get in the nominations? She's like, you've been here for 23 years hoping to be president. Like, why would you think that would happen? You're so old. Like, you should have said something. Why did you do that? She's like, I should have used my degree, maybe. It's like, what? She goes, yeah, I've got a legal degree. I'm a lawyer. Yeah, you should have definitely done that. And then she dies. Funny sort of scene, because it's like, wait, you've spent all your life being the house mum here, watching everyone else be president because you were hoping to be voted randomly. Like, everyone would just be like, you know what? Let's vote the house mum for a change. Of course they're not. They're all fucking narcissistic. They all want to be the president. They're going to vote for you. Like, you're the house mum. You have a job. You're paid to be there to look after everyone else. Like, why would you get voted for? It's such a weird thing. Be a lawyer. It's such a weird decision. Like, it's like a funny little scene, but it's so strange. I should have mentioned before that she stuck the tiara into the sloth's head. It was bleeding out. And you're like, oh, it's going to be dead. And then runs off again. And they're like, they're finally having a final showdown sort of thing. And then she shoots it again a bunch of times. The rest of them are still sort of standing there. She's standing over it. And then it looks at this little picture. For some fucking reason on the wall, there's a photo of Panama. I'm like, why would that be there? You didn't even know where it came from. Why would that be there? It's such an odd little thing. But anyway, she's about to shoot it. Doesn't do it again. You're like, oh my God, like, what are you doing with this? And then it just kind of implies that, okay, well, it's mostly dead now. It's because it's like, it looks up and then she's like, no, I can't do it. And you're like, oh my God, you're the one who brought it here. At least have the courtesy of killing the fucking thing, because it's like, you've killed literally 30 plus people because of your stupid decision to take a wild animal that you shouldn't have taken into a house. Emily doesn't kill it. And then it's basically like, okay, everyone else is like finally good. And then it cuts to like, I don't know, a few weeks later, I don't know. And the four of them are sitting there. Brianna's all happy now. They're all like happy family and all this sort of stuff. They're like, selfie. I'm like, I can't tell if it's them years after and they're coming back to do like a fundraiser for animals or something like that, or they're pledging or doing rushes. I don't understand. It's very sort of fucking, why are you here? Like, is this still like only a few weeks later and you're still doing your last year of college? Yeah, I wasn't 100% sure why they were there, but pretty much like they've all survived and that's it. That's the end of the movie. And then it cuts to like Panama now. They're doing a tour. Oh, stay away from there. There's so many wild animals here. And the guy's like trying to teach the group to like respect the animals, be careful, like, you know, use your fucking brain. And then the girls there are like, oh, what about this one? That's a cutie. And then we say it's a sloth, and I'm like, wait, is it the same sloth? Because it got away. I'm like, is this thing superhuman? How did it get back? There's a million questions, but she takes a selfie with it. The movie ends, and then the credits are doing all these little clips with sloths. And then there's a whole bunch of little clips where it's like, Alpha's got a tiara, and it's dancing, and it's cartoonish. And at one point, she's spinning the girl's head that took the selfie. And you're kind of like, I think it's the same one. I don't know how it got back. Conveniently made its way exactly back to Panama, where it used to live. I don't know. It sat on a plane. I don't know how. It's like got this next level thought where it's like basically human. And I don't know, it's superhuman, even though it's never explained it at all. Why this sloth suddenly so quick, so good at killing, so strong. Why is the sloth like this? It didn't even explain it once in the movie. Like, it would make sense if it was near like radiation made it stronger and all these sort of powers and stuff. That makes sense. Otherwise, it's just like, I'm not sure why this killer sloth is doing any of these things. How did it make it back? I don't know. But that was the movie Sloth the House. As bad as I made it sound, I did actually enjoy it, but yeah, that was Slaughterhouse, so let's rate this motherfucker. Now it's time for the movie rating. There's 4 parts with a max score out of 5 per section, adding up to a potential total score out of 20. Part 1 is characters. Was it relatable? Was it fun? Was it annoying? Part 2 is the plot. Was it plausible? Enjoyable? Rubbish. Part 3 is the quality. Was it good effects? Did it look good? And part 4 is the vibe. What was the feeling once it finished? So that's the 4 sections. Now let's find out the results. Okay, so part 1 for the characters. I'm giving this a 1 out of 5 because almost none of them are relatable or fun or enjoyable. I don't care about anyone in this movie pretty much. Like, one or two of them seem okay, but then they're just like thrown away to the side or treated like shit and you never see them really do anything, and some of them are so over the top. Ugh, I just don't care. So yeah, 1 out of 5. So part 2 is the plot. I've given it a 3 out of 5 because as stupid as it is that there's a killer sloth, I mean, like, it made sense within the world of the movie that they brought it in here, they knew nothing about it, didn't realize that it's a psycho sloth or whatever, and it's gone nuts. It was kind of enjoyable watching this, like, a massacre and all this sort of stuff, and it was just like, yeah, I get it, it's a sorority house, it's kind of like a teen movie like that, but then it's like a horror, slasher, I don't know, slasher, I guess, because it's slashing everyone with its claws, I don't really know, but I didn't mind it. It was plausible within the world of killer sloths, I guess. So yeah, 3 out of 5. Part 3, the quality, I gave it a 2 out of 5 because it's like, it looked alright. The sloth didn't look completely fake or anything like that. Like, I don't know how much they look like. I've never really seen one in person. The thing that lost most of the points was that you don't get to see any of the murders. You barely see them after it happened. And you don't get to see a single kill, as far as I remember. It's all like off screen, where it's like, yeah, I guess it's hard to make a little animatronic fucking sloth kill someone on screen. But it was like, do just a claw off screen and then you see the neck open or something. But yeah, you don't get to see anyone and that sucks. Like, less is more in some movies, not this one. It's a fucking slasher. Like, show someone die. It's annoying. You just see them at the end or whatever like that. You don't barely see anything. You see blood splatter on the wall. That's annoying to me. I didn't like it. So yeah. 2 out of 5. And then part 4, the vibe, I've given it a 1 out of 5. I've seen it, this is the third time I've watched it now, because I watched it when I first got it, now I watch it for the movie, then again, and it's just like, I feel nothing. The more I watch it, the more the characters annoy me, and it annoys me I don't get to see the kills, like I just said, and it's just like, oh, I don't know, I don't come out of it feeling happy in that. It's like, not the worst movie ever, but my vibe, if I'm being honest, is a 1 out of 5 at the moment, so maybe it'd be better on a better day, but yeah, 1 out of 5, that comes to a total of 7 out of 20. I feel a little bit bad since this was a gift and I was meant to do this as like a nice thing, but yeah, if I'm being honest, 7 out of 20 for Slaughterhouse. So a big thank you anyway. But yeah, even though I didn't give it the best rating in the world, I still enjoyed watching it. It was okay. I'm probably not going to watch it again for quite some time. But just wanted to say a big thanks again to Thomas Pitts and the team at Holdfast Public Relations and Eagle Entertainment Australia. Thank you so much for sending the movie. The movie was Slaughterhouse. It was from 2023. This is episode 2 of season 4 of the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy. Thank you so much for listening and I'll catch you next week.